I hope you are all watching, the devotees of Durban. Just as I was about to start the program in Mayapur TV, the computer crashed and so it took them some time. Anyway, as I mentioned that next year, to celebrate this occasion, I will be in South Africa. And we'll make the plans well in advance. South Africa is a very special place for me because you all have responded so wonderfully to Srila Prabhupada's call. In that sense, I always consider South Africa as one of my most favorite countries, and I always look forward to being there with you all. So every year I do go for the seminar, for the retreat in January. This year also I'll be there for the retreat. And so anyway, I will make it a point to go again for this festival next year. To me, this is a very important occasion because Srila Prabhupada arrived on this day in the United States of America, and a new age, a new era for this world started. We may not recognize the validity and importance of this occasion, but with the passing of time, Srila Prabhupada's greatness and Srila Prabhupada's contribution to this world will become more and more magnified, more and more people will become aware of Srila Prabhupada's greatness and Srila Prabhupada's contribution. And we are fortunate that somehow we became a part of this movement of Srila Prabhupada. So please become very, very committed to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. Become very committed to Srila Prabhupada's mission. Become completely sold out to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So please take this movement very seriously. Materialistic activities are only very short lasting. The result of the materialistic activities are very temporary. But spiritual activities bring the ultimate benefit. All that you are doing materially will last with you only until you die. And death is inevitable. All of us have to die. And when we die, we leave everything behind. We leave our families, we leave our loved ones, we leave our assets, we leave our properties. We leave everything behind. But the only thing that will go with us, that will remain with us forever, is our relationship with Krishna. So please develop that relationship. You have so much love in your hearts, and just learn to, just practice to offer that love to Krishna. And that way you will see how your life will become full of joy, and all those who are around you also will benefit so much from that. I know you all want to celebrate the Vyas Puja of your spiritual master. That is nice, but I take the Vyas Puja as the occasion of worshipping my spiritual master. This is my guru's puja. So this is the way I want to celebrate it, and I feel very happy about that. And anyway, as I mentioned earlier, next year I'll be there with you all in Durban to celebrate this occasion. And before that, for the retreat also, in January I'll go to South Africa, and I'm looking forward to spending a lot of wonderful time with you all. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.